Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have Oscar Mansky. He is a local hire up in Chicago, and he's been acting for just 3 years now. He's done a couple of shorts, some really nice feature films, and he's actually on the poster. Can't wait to ask him how that felt. Why don't we just give Oscar a call up in Chicago, and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Oscar. It's Johnny. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so you have only been acting for like 3 or 4 years. So you're in college and you decided to start doing plays, or how did it start?
No, so I went to Michigan State, and at Michigan State, you can't do theater unless you're a theater major, so they don't take outside applicants, I guess, which is kind of a bummer. So anyways, I got a picture and I put up a crappy college dorm monologue. I figured it'd be better than nothing. Just started applying to things in my area, and in Michigan, it's not huge umbrella of opportunity, but basically you do those first 25 to 30, hey, I've never acted, but here's this and here's that, and you get rejected over and over and over.
Right.
And then I got a commercial for Quicken Loans where I was like a young dad, and I had a pregnant wife who had a fake belly bump that was just like pillow. And basically I went from there and got a little lucky. Started in college and then went to Chicago and then left my job there in advertising to do the cliche bartending, dog walking, auditioning, filming lifestyle.
Perfect. Just like LA. Do you think you have a better opportunity there just being a local hire than moving, say, to New York or Los Angeles?
You know what? At first, it was a financial decision, and my family's real close here, so we're in Detroit, Milwaukee, and Chicago. So I wanted to kind of keep that, and I think it does because there's not, I mean, if you go to LA, say there's 1,000 people that'll apply for your project. In Chicago, say there's 250 people. For me, it's just kind of a good way to honestly see if I had a chance. I mean, it's a smaller market, but I think it has fit so far with me. You know, these days, you can do a video audition from 1,000 miles away, and if it's a big enough project, they'll fly you there. So it's really not a huge deal, but I love it, and I love the grit of Chicago. You know, knowing what cold and the snow and the winter is important to me.
I think that's a really good decision because you're going to come down here, and there's so much downtime in between things that are actually happening, and that's kind of where people get lost.
It's so cliche to go to LA and New York, and I think I will do that eventually, but I do like the surprise of when I say, oh, I'm from Chicago, I'm from Michigan. You don't hear that a lot.
Yeah, that's good though. Kind of have one of those faces like, wait a minute, I know that guy. You just have that look. I think you're going to do well, actually. I think you're going to get on, you know, a series or something like that. I could see you fitting right in.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the support.
A lot of people, they'll be out here forever. They'll never maybe even get a movie. And all of a sudden, you got these movies and you're actually on the poster. How does that feel?
I mean, it's fun seeing yourself on something, but it's so cringy sometimes. You've seen yourself so many times and 90% of it is just cringy. And it's like, I could have done this, I could have done that. So it's fun, but at the same time, you're like, oh my God, I could have done it so much better. So it's all about trying to lower your expectations, honestly, for what you build up in your head. It's definitely exciting, but man, it really takes the self-confidence down sometimes.
Yeah, you got to just do it and forget it. Have you really sit there in one of your TikTok videos and go, oh, wait a minute. When I walked away showing my butt, I should have done that again. I mean,
you did your research.
Oh my God. I can't believe some of your videos. I mean, are those numbers correct? Is it like almost 1 million views, like 900,000 views just on 3 of those videos? Is that right?
Yeah, the one I put up yesterday hit 1 million. It's for fun, and it's really no connection to acting. You know, some of the roles I've done have been a little more serious, a little more drama, so I really love the comedy stuff. So with TikTok, it's just fun, and I like to be raunchy and silly, and I love that stuff.
So, hey, did you used to play hockey as well?
I did. I played hockey basically all the way through high school, and I gave it up just because being a goalie can be really fun, and you can steal the show, or you can be getting pucks to the face and the side and the chest all day long. And you would think after 10 years of playing goalie, I wouldn't be scared of the puck. But the puck is scary, man. Some people can rip it fast. I wasn't about it anymore.
Because, you know, one day that beautiful smile of yours is going to be gone.
Yeah, it's going to go right through the face mask, and that's it.
So how do you feel about your career right now?
I'm cautious about it. I don't want to get too worked up about not getting something, or vice versa, getting something, thinking it's going to kind of fix my life and give me my big break. I'm being cautious about it. I hope it works out, obviously. But I don't mind mind not hitting that big break early, because in your early 20s, you have a lot to learn just as far as morals. And I want to have a good work ethic. I want to make sure that's kind of all set instead of the getting it too early and my ego blowing up. You know, it's been hundreds and hundreds of auditions and videos that people think are bad. And I think that's a good thing. As far as my career goes, I'm a very hopeful person and excited, you know?
Yeah, well, I think you're someone who's out there who you throw a bunch of S against the wall and something's going to stick. You know, you're going to keep trying it and you're going to get your turn. But a lot of people just give up.
Right. And I don't mind being told no. At this point, if people tell me no on the daily. So it's not just in acting.
You're going to get those no's, but you're going to get a yes eventually.
Right, exactly. And it makes that yes that much more exciting, you know?
So you do a podcast called What's Happen? How do you say it?
So What Happened-ish.
Yeah, What Happened-ish. So you do that with your brother and you just like post whenever?
We used to do once a week. Now it's probably once every 2 weeks just because of my weird schedule and his weird schedule. We just get 7 or 8 bullet points of what's going on in the world and we basically talk trash about it. We don't try to take a political side or anything. We have fun with it. Sometimes we'll have a couple beers or whatever. So we don't take it too serious. And it's my brother. So it's a lot of tangents and a lot of inside jokes that the listeners eventually catch on to. But, you know, right now our biggest listeners are 4 of my cousins, 2 of my siblings, a couple best friends, a mom and a dad, you know.
There's a girl on there too, wasn't there?
We'll have guests of girlfriends or friends or cousins and stuff. We like to dabble in people close to us, yeah.
Right, so you're not trying to monetize that or doing it. You're just kind of just doing it for fun, right?
That's one of those things, and we're throwing a bunch of shit the wall every week, and if it sticks, it sticks. If it doesn't.
So you've done a couple of short films, and then right away you did a couple of features. Like, out of a few films that you've done just in a short amount of time, what is your favorite?
So the If You're Gone one, I went to Tennessee, and I love Tennessee just as a state. I kind of have I'm a big country guy, so I kind of have an allure for the South. So as far as like place, location, I love that. The Bathroom Stalls and Parking Lot, which is a LGBTQ film that I did in San Francisco, was the polar opposite of down home Tennessee life. It was out in San Francisco, and it was on Castro Street. If people don't know Castro Street, it's like Boys Town in Chicago. It's a big LGBTQ plus community. We had to film overnight, so we'd start at 10 p.m. or midnight and go till 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. So it was a very different environment for me. Obviously, for filming, it's usually pretty buttoned up, so that was very much buttoned down. And I had a lot of fun doing it, and it was overnight, so it was late at night too early in the morning. And, you know, nightclubs at 2, 3, 4 a.m. trying to film. Everybody else is messed up, and it's kind of fun to see it from that perspective.
But then were those real people and real dancers? You just kind of crashed it, or all those were actors?
So, you know, you go to the manager, the owner of the club, and say, do we have permission to film? And they let people that are there know. So it's kind of half and half. Some of it was during the day. The other half was kind of us being in the nightclub while the nightclub is functioning and filming. So that was super fun.
How does the casting process work like that? Because right now you're in Michigan, but you work in Chicago. Do you have a place in Chicago too, or how does that work?
Yeah. So I have my apartment in Chicago where I live right now for the virus or whatever. I'm at my parents' house in Michigan. Yeah, hanging out with my siblings and parents and stuff, so I don't have to sit home alone in Chicago.
So right now you're not in a union. Are you SAG eligible, or?
So I'm not in the union. I don't think I'm SAG eligible. I haven't really looked into it just for financial reasons, but the majority of it has been on Backstage.com, and I'm kind of a little annoying because I apply to basically everything, even if it says only looking for Philadelphia or only looking for San Francisco. I'll just apply and say, hey, I can help with travel costs, and let me know what the travel costs would be. I'll cover it, or I can do half or whatever, which some people get kind of annoyed by, and I understand that, but I just try to make myself available, and that's what I did for that. And they were only looking for San Francisco or LA hires, but I just told you I can take less money because I know the travel is expensive, and we made it work. And I just kind of slept on the floor in their guest house, and we cranked it out.
That's great, because I always wonder about that, because I'm in LA and I always see these cool roles that are, they're not far away, but I'm thinking, should I even try for that? So that's good that you actually did it. And so what, they get annoyed? It's not about them. This is your life, and look what happened.
Yeah, right. It's just one more applicant they need to scroll through, so I don't mind applying.
All right, so what's the typical week like for you as an actor? You say you have your regular job too, but how do you juggle that with the acting and auditions?
So I work at a bar, so I'll be up late. So I'll be up till 3 or 4. I'll wake up around 11, and basically, I'll exercise, I'll get my auditions all set and send in my self-tapes if I need to, go to local auditions if I can. So from after I exercise until I have to go to work around 7 or 8 is all kind of focused on auditioning, cleaning up my pages, just like IMDb, Backstage, all your casting things, cleaning those up, making sure those are current.
And then if I get cast in something, go take the bus down to that or the train to that and grind it out from there. Yeah.
Wow. So it's almost like a full-time job when you're not working your other job.
It is, but it's way more fun than my regular job.
What is the goal?
The goal is full-time. It's just to make a living, you know, and I see myself as being very lucky if I can make a full living doing something that's fun and exciting and challenging and not normal. That's the goal.
Right. You sound like, somebody you want to hang out on the set with, because you look at all your stuff, you know, you have nice credits, and I think you kind of like downplay yourself a little bit, because I think you just really have a great look and just the way you're living, and I think you're just right on the right path right now, and I think you're going to be successful.
Thank you, Johnny. I feel lucky to be able to do that kind of stuff for people to pay me. I never really expected to get paid, and then I never expected to get a movie. So I feel lucky to be a part of it. I got to do my best.
So you're open to go into Vancouver, Atlanta, North Carolina, say you get on a series, or Hawaii. You're ready to pack up and go if you're cast in it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. At a moment's notice, I'll go.
Well, that's great, because a lot of people don't have that flexibility. You know, you're free to go right now. There's no obligations.
Yeah. Well, in that sense too, I'm lucky. I'm a crazy kid at some point. I got away safe and clean and with nothing holding me down too much. I got lucky. And having good parents and family keep me in a fairly straight line, a couple of zigzags. But yeah, I'm lucky to be able to do that.
So have you ever thought about doing that, stand-up comedy?
Where I work, they do it all the time. I've thought about it, but I need things to play off of. I think me standing up there and talking, I need another person to make fun of, or I need an object or some type of situation. And it's tough, man. I see these people go up there and bomb time after time after time. And it's a really respectable thing, because they'll keep going up and you'll see them improve. It's something I've thought about. I would give it a shot, but I have not given it a shot so far. But that's a hard thing to crack into.
Right. So somebody who wants to get into this business, what advice would you have for them?
My best advice is being good at taking a no. I think a lot of people get really discouraged. After 9, 10, 11, 12 no's, you kind of seem to think like, okay, I'm not good at this. Because if you think about it, if you applied to a restaurant to be a bartender, 11, 12, 13 times you said no, you'd give up. You'd be like, there's something that I'm not fit for in this situation. So it's kind of a little mind trick that you just got to establish in your head that no is the step forward. It's, you're going to go through 9 no's, you're going to get 1 yes. So every no is 1 less that you have to go through to get that yes. For me, it's just kind of thinking like, okay, it's more of a fit thing. I'm not going to be perfect for everything. They're looking for a certain fit. So if they say no, it's usually not because of what you showed them. It's usually because you didn't fit, or your voice isn't right, or your hair is different. So don't let those no's be too heavy. My main advice is chip away at it. Like you said earlier, throw a bunch of at the wall, so a chunk of corn is going to stick.
Exactly. So hey, so where would be the best place for people to find you online if they wanted more information?
You can just Google my name, Oscar Mansky, M-A-N-S-K-Y. For Instagram, that same name. For TikTok, it's the same name. Twitter's the same name. Even Facebook. And then IMDb, it's the same. My podcast is What Happened Ish Podcast with my brother, Walter Mansky. The big ones out right now are If You're Gone movie and Bathroom Stalls and Parking Lots movie. And coming soon, The Solstice, Bump in the Night, and One Fortuitous Night are a couple of names to check out. Put on your notifications for those, and that's where you can find me.
Yeah, and he's only been doing this for 3 years, guys. A lot of you guys have been sitting around 10, 15 years, and you're like, oh, I hope I finally get a lead part. And this guy's out there just doing it, kicking ass and taking names. Everything's about momentum, because sometimes, watch football, their team's losing, they get momentum, bam, and they come back and they win the whole game. So it's very important when things are going so right to keep it going, because it only takes one day, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, what just happened? My life just turned around, and anything could happen. So while you got that momentum, go, 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 go.
Yep, just keep trying, baby.
All right, hey, thank you so much for being my guest on my podcast. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, John. I really appreciate you reaching out and having me on. It's been a blast.
All right, have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Robert Mansky, M-A-N-S-K-Y. Google him. He's out there on all social media platforms. Oscar is another example. If Oscar Mansky can do it, you can do it too. He's out there in Chicago, staying there as a local hire, staying closer to his family in Michigan. He's doing it right. Less competition. He's got his TikTok fame going on. He's on his way to becoming a working actor. Another inspiration on Actors 2020 podcast. Thank you so much, Oscar. Hey, next week we're doing a special episode on tweens. These are actors from 12 to 15 years old. We have Will Connor from Australia, who wants to be an actor, but he's kind of frustrated. He's very young. He's 15. What does he do? We have Lisa Pandel in Philadelphia. Same thing. She's in a small town. She doesn't know what to do. How does she get into acting? Well, we're interviewing two 12-year-olds, almost 13. We have Amber Leanne Rothberg, and we have Parker George. You don't want to miss the next interview where we're focusing on tween actors. Now, wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, or the hundreds of places you can listen to this podcast, please give it a like, give it a share, give it a comment, or give it a review. We would certainly appreciate it. We don't ask for your money. We don't do Patreon. We don't have subscriptions. We don't do anything like that. We don't advertise. So for this free podcast, if you're listening, instead of paying, just go wherever you're listening and do that like, do that share, do that embed, do that download, do that comment, and do that review. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Thank you for listening to Actors2020Podcast.com. We'll do the lesson next time. For now, bye.